Chapter 1. The Four Fastest Ways to Profit. At any crossroads in life, there are always two paths, the common road and the road less traveled. When it comes to money, most people take the slow way by going to school, getting a good job, and saving for retirement. Like most people, I traveled on the slow road. I went to a good school, graduated with a degree, but my path had a twist on it. After finishing school, although I had earned a degree, I did not have a set career path or any easy way to success. I finished school with a major in English and a minor in music, and my first job out of school was a $10 per hour sales job on straight commission in the middle of the night. I was selling luxury hotel rooms over the telephone and knew that the path I was on was not where I wanted to be. I had to learn how to change directions and head down a new avenue. Making $10 per hour in the middle of the night was not going to help me live my dreams, and the cold reality of the first job out of university was that I was making more money working part-time to pay my way through school than I was earning post-education with a degree. In some ways, I may have wasted 4 years of my life earning that piece of paper that I thought would validate me, but I had also accidentally enrolled in the best school in the world, the School of Life. The blessing in disguise and the lesson that I learned very early in life at age 22 was that there is no set path for success. For myself, I had no illusions. There was no meal ticket, no safe, secure job to cling to, no golden handcuffs to hold me down, no job security to worry about. I had to become an entrepreneur and carve a niche for myself or crawl back into school for more education. Further education was not an option because I believed the words of Einstein. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Instead, I began to study money, business, and entrepreneurship in the School of Life, and I learned the most important concept to create all of the wealth I would ever need: money, people, deal. Henry Ford, one of the greatest entrepreneurs of all time, was once asked, "So what? You're a billionaire. What would you do if you lost it all tomorrow?" With that question, Mr. Ford replied, "I would have it all back in 5 years and more." Donald Trump, one of the most famous real estate investors of our generation, was nearly $9 billion in the hole, and he came back richer than ever. Steve Jobs, arguably the best entrepreneur of all time, was kicked out of Apple, the company he founded to start a succession of very successful tech companies, and returned to Apple to make it the most valuable company in history. What did Henry Ford, Donald Trump, and Steve Jobs all understand that the average person does not? When I began studying business and money, I used to wonder what separated these men with their ability to create wealth and value out of thin air from others. What is amazing about all of these men is not just the size of the wealth they created, but the speed at which they have done so. Henry Ford created all of his wealth in his lifetime, and Steve Jobs did the same. Trump had a small head start, but the speed and magnitude of his wealth is just as unexpected. When I began to study these men, I learned they all understood how to create wealth by putting money, people, and deals together. This is the skill of the entrepreneur and the key to creating the fastest wealth possible. In my business, I made the decision to focus on the fastest ways to wealth and placed less emphasis on the slow ways. Life is too short to only rely on the slow ways to reach your destination. Why speed wins? In the days of the Roman Empire, war and business were synonymous. War was business and business was war. The entire Roman Empire was built on conquest and plunder. Business and war are so similar that The Art of War by Sun Tzu, a brilliant ancient Chinese military strategist, is found in the business section of the bookstore instead of the war section. In ancient Rome, Roman men would often become wealthy through the spoils of war and later in life would venture into real estate, trade, or politics. Today, the same principles that apply to warfare also apply in business. A wise man once said, "Wars are won by legs, not by arms." In history, smaller armies have been able to wear down massive opponents and take victory over large distances. Attila the Hun was able to wreak havoc on the much larger Roman legions by having a fast, small, elite, mobile force. Erwin Rommel and his Africa Corps were able to beat the British into submission in World War II with a small, elite, mobile force. Lawrence of Arabia deployed similar tactics in the pre-Second World War era that have evolved into modern-day guerrilla warfare. There are two commonalities between Attila the Hun, Erwin Rommel, and Lawrence of Arabia. All three men employed the following into their strategies and tactics: speed and distance. History has proven that speed and distance are just as powerful on the battlefield as they are in the boardroom. Allow me to show you why. In business, speed wins. Advantageous terms like first mover advantage, speed of implementation, and velocity of money are all concepts that revolve around speed. In business, if you have a chance to be fast or slow, it's usually better to be fast. In business and warfare, distance is just as important as speed. Strategically, we need to have a short position, a medium position, and a long position, whether we are building a company or managing an investment portfolio. In addition, our lasting power or ability to win over distances, whether short, medium, or long, is imperative to success. Strategies that are effective in short positions may not be effective in medium positions, and medium positions will not offer the same advantages as long positions. In business, we need to have an effective mix of three types of strategies to be effective over long distances and become leaders in the market. In my past businesses, I focused too much on long positions and neglected my short and medium positions. I would load up my real estate portfolio with long position buy and hold, cash flowing real estate. In my music business that I ran in university, I would pour my time, effort, and energy into producing a long-term brand strategy and forget my short-term strategy. In my debt buying business that I started in my early 20s, again, I had a long-term cash flow strategy, but no short or medium position. These cash-poor businesses were aggravating, painful, and hard to grow because there were no short or medium strategies to generate the cash needed to properly grow and expand. In my early 20s, I spent most of my time working on cash-poor businesses with long-term strategies until I met JT Fox. JT is a successful real estate investor who has transacted hundreds of deals, partnered with some very large money partners, and currently owns a huge speaking and coaching business. When I began to study JT and his success, I noticed that he weighted his businesses around short positions and the fastest ways to make money. The four fastest ways to profit. 1. Flipping real estate. Flipping real estate has always been one of the fastest ways to make money in history. Real estate allows an investor to make huge gains with little or no work, and if you do your homework, real estate can be turned in 30 to 90 days with ease. If you're in real estate, flipping should be a strategy used often as part of your portfolio's cash generation strategy. The reason why flipping real estate is so lucrative is because for every dollar you invest, the bank will give you 5 to 10 times of what you put in. Instead of making a 5% gain, you can make a 50% gain in the same amount of time. 2. Local marketing / branding for other people. Marketing and branding pre-existing local businesses is a very fast way to make large profits. Most business people have no clue about marketing and branding, and the market is littered with businesses that are underdeveloped and have virtually no marketing. One fast cash generation strategy is to find a very poorly marketed business or product and rebrand or remarket it. The entire business is pre-existing, so there's essentially very little work to do as far as business building. Selling, branding, or marketing services is also an extremely fast and lucrative way to make cash. 3. Public speaking. Donald Trump charges $250,000 an hour to speak in public. Other speakers like Raymond Aron and Tony Robbins have both made over $1 million in an hour giving speeches. Most people would rather be dead than to be speaking in front of an audience. However, this is one of the fastest, most lucrative endeavors for an individual if executed properly. There is an enormous leverage in public speaking and tons of opportunity to build a brand. Consider the value of this avenue for a short-term strategy in your business. This strategy can be offered for free to capitalize on branding and lead generation, or it can be monetized for fast profit. Who doesn't love options? Why spend an hour selling face-to-face with one prospect when you can fill a room with prospects and sell to 100 or 1,000 prospects at the same time? The leverage in public speaking is tremendous. The profits are enormous and the speed is unrivaled. 4. Joint ventures. In 1 year, I was able to build up enough residual income to stop working as an employee because I used joint ventures to build my business. Joint ventures are the fastest, highest leverage business tool available and can also be used to build wealth very quickly. Only 2% of entrepreneurs know how to use joint ventures, and this gives savvy entrepreneurs an enormous advantage. Credit card companies and Fortune 500 companies derive major profits from joint ventures, while small entrepreneurs and investors use zero joint ventures in their businesses. Whenever I am missing a resource, I will find a JV partner who has what I am missing. Why try to own everything? I have become a specialist in joint ventures, and I am never low on resources because I know how to create favorable deals for everyone. Some greedy entrepreneurs don't like joint ventures because they have to give up a percentage of their business for access to extra resources. American billionaire Mark Cuban frequently asks budding entrepreneurs on the hit TV show Shark Tank, "Would you rather have half of a watermelon or a whole grape?" Every time I have to choose between the watermelon and the grape, I choose the watermelon. After studying the four fastest ways to profit, I began to rethink and restructure my business. I began to change my business to create balance and generate steady streams of cash. Today, my business is healthier than ever, and my strategy going forward has liquidity and an abundance of options. Why joint ventures are the fastest way to real estate wealth? Joint ventures are the fastest way to real estate wealth because no matter what type of resources you start out with, you can make fast profits with real estate joint ventures. If you have money, but no team of people and no deal, real estate joint ventures are beneficial because you can partner with successful entrepreneurs who have the right skills, knowledge, team, and a profitable deal. If you have skills but have no money, you can raise capital if you have a good team of people and a great deal. Money is unlimited for entrepreneurs who have great deals and good teams of people. If you have no money and no skills, you can still get wealthy by introducing people with money to smart and savvy real estate entrepreneurs who are looking for money partners. Make sure that you're offered a percentage of the deal for making the introduction, and some entrepreneurs will even make you an equity partner for making such an introduction. In my experience, it is always advantageous to pay anyone and everyone for a worthwhile introduction. Why I focus on real estate and joint ventures. This book, Money People Deal, focuses on the two fastest ways to real estate wealth, joint ventures and flipping real estate. While I still make use of public speaking and local marketing, I have chosen to gear my entire business around joint ventures and real estate because of the abundance of real estate, it's literally everywhere, and the abundance of money that is looking for joint ventures, it is literally everywhere. I believe in an abundance and not scarcity mentality, and that is why I've chosen to run my business with two limitless resources, real estate and joint venture money. Life is too short to take the slow route to wealth. Create cash now. Learn the rules of the game and enjoy the fastest way to real estate wealth. Action plan. Review the four shortest ways to profit and plan to implement at least one of the four strategies into your business in the next 60 days. Exclusive bonus. Go to moneypeopledeal.com and download the bonus ebook, Double Your Income with Sandwiches and Postcards. The password to access your bonus is Insider Bonus.